from 2000 to 2011, I was the vocation director for the Diocese of Spokane. It was during that time that I met Bishop Daly, who was then Father Daly, serving as the vocation director for the Archdiocese of San Francisco. The most common passage from the Bible used by any vocation director is the one we heard from today's gospel. The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. A vocation director uses this passage. I know that I did. I know that Father Daly did, Bishop Daly. Uses this passage to encourage a young man to prayerfully consider whether God might be calling him to be a priest. And it is through ordination that a man is sent out to be a laborer in the harvest, sent out to be a lamb among the wolves. While this passage is certainly very appropriate to talk about priesthood and ordination, it is also a passage that could be applied to baptism and discipleship. As we have another baptism today at this Mass, it's an opportunity for us to remind ourselves that baptism equips all of us to be laborers in the harvest, in whatever state of life that God has called us. Baptism strengthens us all to be sent out like lambs among the wolves. The first way in which baptism equips us for service is through the washing away of our sin. All that burden is lifted from us, and therefore we are free to be those laborers. Over the years, I've worked with adults who have not been baptized in the RCIA program. And when we come toward Easter season, those who are baptized into another faith tradition need to go to confession. Huh? There's a wonderful sense of relief, however, that overcomes the catechumen, the adult that's not been baptized, when I tell him or her, you don't need to go to confession. Once you are baptized, all of your sins are wiped away. And they're like, well, you know, all of them? I don't have to say what they are? Nope. They're all gone. They're all washed away in the waters of baptism. For an infant, baptism cleanses from the original sin of Adam and Eve. How does that happen? Well, I recently heard an analogy from Bishop Barron that I think is appropriate. It's the horrible situation of a crack baby, where a mom is addicted to crack cocaine, continues to use crack cocaine during her pregnancy, and then what happens? That poor baby is born addicted to crack cocaine. It is not the baby's fault. The baby did nothing to deserve that, but he does inherit the addiction nonetheless. All of us who are born inherit original sin, and it is baptism that washes that sin away and frees us to service. Baptism also equips us to be laborers in the harvest because in the ceremony, the priest performs an exorcism. He prays a prayer using the oil of catechumens. The oil of catechumens is an oil that's blessed on the chrism mass each year by the bishop. And the priest anoints the chest of the of the baby and says this prayer: Almighty and ever-living God, you sent your only Son into the world to cast out the power of Satan, spirit of evil, to rescue man from the kingdom of darkness and bring him into the splendor of your kingdom of light. We pray for this child. Set him free from original sin, make him a temple of your glory, and send your Holy Spirit to dwell with him. This prayer of exorcism recognizes the power of Satan. And we know, perhaps especially today, all the ways in which Satan works his empty show to trip up and to tempt our young people. We know the ways in which we are attempted and attacked by the spirit of evil and his empty show. This prayer recognizes the ways that we perhaps are tempted at times to be lazy laborers or distracted laborers in the harvest. And the exorcism and baptism uses oil. The church adopted that ancient practice because of competitors in the arena, in the ancient athletes who would be competing, wrestling with one another. They would, before the event, they would, you know, oil themselves up. Why? So that when their competitor grabbed onto them, they could easily slip away. A really beautiful symbol that the church then adopted and incorporated into the exorcism at the rite of baptism. To have that child, to pray for that child that he or she may slip away from the power of evil. In a few moments, following his baptism, Joseph Thomas will be clothed in a white garment. And I will say these words: Joseph, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. See in this white garment the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you by word and example, bring that dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. What does that mean? Well, in 80 or 90 years from now, or longer, when Joseph's loved ones, his children, his grandchildren, or perhaps his brother priests, when his loved ones bring his body to church for his funeral mass, a large white cloth will be placed over his coffin, reminding everyone of this day, July 7th, 2019, reminding everyone of this day on which he was baptized and clothed with Christ. From cradle to grave, those who are baptized are called to be laborers, clothed with Christ like lambs among wolves. Following baptism, the priest lights a candle from the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle is lit for the first time each year at the Easter Vigil. It is a symbol of the risen Christ. The light of Christ is taken from the Paschal candle and handed on to the infant's family as the priest says this: Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. He is to walk always as a child of the light. May he keep the flame of faith alive in his heart. And when the Lord comes, may he go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Now, I did the math, and I will be 80 years old when Joseph reaches the age at which a man can be ordained a priest. What a great gift it would be to me, as an old man, an old priest, to witness the ordination of a priest whom I baptized. That's really up to God, of course, and Joseph's ability to discern God's will. Whatever God's will is for Joseph's life, one thing is certain. He, like all of us who are baptized, are called to be laborers for the harvest, called to live out our Catholic faith in our daily, ordinary lives, such that we reap a great harvest for the Lord. And that is not easy. Jesus says it's like being a lamb among wolves. Imagine that scene for a moment. A lamb among a pack of wolves. Difficult, but through our baptism, we are given the weapons we need to do good, to fight evil, and to strive each day to die to sin. As I mentioned, a vocation director uses this morning's gospel to encourage men to become priests. And while that is very appropriate, it doesn't let anyone who is baptized off the hook. Anyone who has been clothed in Christ at baptism is called and commissioned to faithfully live out the Catholic faith from cradle to grave. Therefore, the words of Jesus apply to me. They apply to you who are baptized. And in a few moments, they will apply to Joseph Thomas. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves.